Hello, my name is Armando, and welcome to The Plant Nook. What's up, plant fam? I haven't said that in a very long time. Hello, everybody. I know it's been quite a fair bit. I'm technically in my second year of my master's degree, so it's a little bit on the crunch time. I'm still in the growing season, so I'm not fully into fully analyzing all of my data. But probably this fall is when I'll be sort of neck deep in data analysis and writing and all that. So it's a lot of work, but I must admit, it's something that I've always wanted to do, and I thoroughly enjoy it. I do absolutely love it, and I'm hoping to continue on with my PhD. So it's sort of the life I chose, I guess. however, there's a few other things in my future that I can possibly end up doing, and that's it was tangentially related to what I'm going to talk about today. Also, if you hear the drone in the background, maybe, that's my AC, so I apologize. It's a hot day today in Colorado, so I needed the AC on. But I wanted to jump on and talk about Cultivate 2023. So if you're not familiar, Cultivate 23 is a massive conference hosted by American Hort, which is one of the biggest horticulture industry organizations in the country, if not the biggest. Just by the sheer size of the actual conference itself, probably the biggest. it's the biggest conference I've been to personally, and that was my fifth conference this year. So it's huge, and they touch basically every industry-related organization in horticulture, and it's amazing just to see the vastness of this organization. So this year I was chosen as one of the Hort Scholars, the American Hort Scholars. The Hort Scholar program basically allows 6 students or recently graduated students to take part in Cultivate. They volunteer their time for setup, sort of the first 3 days prior to when the actual event starts. So we got there July 11th on a Tuesday. Then Wednesday we started volunteering. Thursday we were volunteering. Friday we were volunteering. And then Saturday starts the actual conference. The nice thing about being a Hort Scholar, one, they essentially pay for everything for you. You only have to get there. So hotels were taken care of. Most meals were taken care of. It was a fantastic experience, especially for a student or a recently graduated person. So that in and of itself is an amazing experience to, you know, go volunteer some of your time to help set up the entire place, and then go and take some educational classes, walk the trade show, etc. But on top of that, being a Hort Scholar, one of the biggest perks, and I think the most important perk, honestly, was being introduced to so many professionals in the industry. And we got to talk to some big key corporations. So there's Corteva, there was Syngenta Flowers. We got to meet 3 of the technical team there. It was such a mind-blowing experience to get to talk to all these people. We got to meet with Anna Ball, who is the CEO of Ball Horticultural. And if you're not familiar with Ball Horticultural, they're one of the biggest companies in the world. They're really well known for their seed production, plants, and just they're a world leader in research, breeding, production, marketing of ornamental crops, you name it. We got to meet with the CEO, Anna Ball, as well as members of the employees there, including head of HR, one of the interns, so we can get sort of a student look at what it's like to be with Ball, and just various other academics, like Dr. Melinda Knuth, Dr. Bridget Behe, and just so many other people. Plus, we had time to go and explore the trade show, which, mind you, was 8 acres large. We spent basically a day and a half walking the trade show, and mind you, we couldn't have met with every single person we wanted to. It was such a vast trade show. It was the biggest trade show I've ever been to. And usually in the conferences that I go to, which are usually academic in nature, there's maybe anywhere between 7 to 12 companies there to be that are there for the trade show, you know, be exhibitors and stuff like that. So this was insane. It was hundreds upon hundreds of different just organizations and businesses in horticulture just sitting there, you know. It was amazing. We got to talk with so many people. We got to see new varieties of plants. Like, when I say new, I mean like the new. Like, it's coming out this year or next year. It was amazing. So cool. So many different kinds of plants, both from vegetables, so crops, ornamental outdoor plants, like, so Syngenta Flowers right now is working on breeding different kinds of begonias, both begonias grown for flowers and begonias grown for leaves, and they're breeding them together to get a new plant where it has bright, showy flowers, but also really cool, interesting leaves. So you get sort of the foliage begonia and the flower begonia mixed together. They're beautiful. I'm so excited when they hit market, or if they have hit the market, and honestly buy a couple of my own, because they were absolutely gorgeous. Then there were also the educational sessions, which were amazing. So many different kinds of talks, ranging from research academic talks to coleus breeding. Let's talk about coleus breeding. And there was a lot of marketing, management type of talks. I got to finally meet Maria Faela. She did a marvelous talk on basically using social media to get into the mind of the modern plant parent. Oh my God, the way she gives a lecture, the way that she gives a talk is absolutely mind-boggling. She is so engaging, so knowledgeable, uses so much fact and data to support what she's saying. It was just an experience. I think that's sort of the best way to describe it. It was just an experience. And she was lovely, lovely to meet. Got a picture with her if you haven't seen my Instagram, the Plant Nook Podcast. It was just an amazing, amazing experience. There's nothing else I can say about all the educational sessions as well as the Maria's talk specifically. Attended a talk on diversity, equity, and inclusion, which was really cool. I got to meet Jasmine Jefferson. If you're not familiar with her, she runs Black Girls with Gardens on Instagram. It's such an amazing Instagram highlighting Black women with plants and gardens. If you've never looked at her Instagram, you definitely need to go. It was a great panel talking about how we can incorporate more diversity, equity, and inclusion, and talked about experiences. It was great. It was amazing. It, you know, kind of really made me think about DEI in my personal and professional life in horticulture. So it was a really eye-opening chat. But I think my most favorite, I think the favorite aspect of Cultivate that I got to experience, which only 6 people a year can experience, is attending Cultivate as a Hort Scholar. So me and 5 other students, or recently graduated students, got to experience American Horts Cultivate together. You kind of bond over this experience, honestly. We got super close throughout the week. We have a whole group chat. We still talk on it now. And we're pretty active on it, which is nice. I love them. They're fantastic. They're going to be such amazing either academics or industry leaders, honestly. They're so passionate, and it was so great to be able to work with them. And we also got to work with one of last year's Hort Scholars. She was our coordinator this year, and so we got to basically learn the inside outs insides something like that. We got to learn basically what it means to be a Hort scholar through her, because she had that experience prior. And she was a non-traditional background. She got a degree in, let's see if I can get this right, industrial organizational psychology, something like that. Either way, not horticulture, but she's making a career switch into horticulture, and she applied to be one part of the program, and she got in. And like I said, a lot of the educational sessions were management-based, like how to be a better manager, how to lead an organization, you know, better ways of doing things. So she was a perfect fit, and honestly, we just, all seven of us technically, just vibed so well. We had such a great time. You know, during the setup, it was fantastic. We got to build an orchid wall, which, if you haven't checked out on Maria Faela's Instagram, she does feature it. We got to build our own little display for the Hort Scholars, which kind of made like a little garden patio looking thing. It was really cool. We were very, very happy with how it turned out. But yeah, getting to experience this event with those five other students and then our coordinator, so six other people, I don't know. I can't explain, I guess, the kind of bond that you get, because we spent essentially all day. We had, you know, setups was started around like 8 o'clock, but we met up for breakfast at like 6:45, 7 o'clock. And we had, when the event actually started, we had meetings starting like 6:45 or 7 a.m. We had breakfast meetings. Then we would have time to do educational sessions or do the trade show. Then a lunch meeting, and then more sessions and educational trade shows, stuff like that. And then dinner meeting. And then sometimes there was one event called Unplugged at the end, where basically industry professionals can just go. And this bar is rented out basically for the night just for American Hort, and you get to have fun, network, meet new friends, all that jazz. It was an amazing time. So I highly recommend that if you are a student, either undergraduate or graduate, or you would have just graduated, say, next May, You are still eligible to apply for the Hort Scholar Program. I highly recommend it. It was such an amazing experience, incredibly life-changing. My network doubled, if not tripled, in the horticulture industry. And you just meet lifelong friends, honestly, at this event. And so much so that all six of us, I don't know if our coordinator is going to come back. I hope she does, because she was a riot. And I really, really want to hang out with her. But all six of us are planning on going back next year just to volunteer and, you know, spend the week doing Cultivate again. So definitely, if you are a student or recently graduated student, apply for the Hort Scholar Program. Now, I will say it is an incredibly, incredibly competitive pool. We had dinner with the Gen Next Committee, which is the committee that chooses the Hort Scholars every year. And they had about, I want to say, 15 members of the Gen Next committee. And they each, and someone told us, because, so, they asked us, oh, so how did you react? Or, you know, what did you think when you received the acceptance? We all basically said, when we got chosen as finalists, so the way the application works is there's, like, a written part. And then if you get chosen as the finalist, you have to record like a 30-second video, and they only choose 12 finalists, and then they choose the final six. So we're like, when we got the call to be finalists, all of us basically thought, oh, there must have been a low applicant pool. And one of them said, oh no, there was like 15 of us, and we each had 40 applications that we went through to choose the finalists. So that's almost like 600 people that apply for this program, and it just gets more competitive every year, every single year. Like, they had to update a rubric because it just got so competitive. So don't be discouraged if you don't get it. Just know there is a ton of people applying for this program. And for good reason. Like I said, it's such an amazing program. And if you're not interested, and you're able to pay your way, just go to Cultivate. Even just volunteer at Cultivate. They treat you super well. When you are volunteering, you consider Cultivate staff. So there is access to breakfast and lunch for you. You get to see firsthand how things are built, where things are, and you get to explore as much of the conference as you want. And you get to participate in all these educational sessions and sit in on them. They're great, honestly. So apply if you can, volunteer if you can't, or just attend. Columbus, Ohio, not a place that I thought I would like, but then again, I only explored a little bit of the downtown stretch. Really nice city, and honestly, it was just a blast. It really was. I can't talk enough of Cultivate. It was just such an amazing experience that I want everyone to be able to experience. It was incredibly life-changing, I will say. So that's enough about me rambling about Cultivate. You know, I can keep going. Honestly, there's just so many good things about it. But I won't. I won't keep you, you know. So that's it for today's episode. If you're interested in connecting, follow me on Instagram, The Plant Nook Podcast. You can also find me on email, theplantnook@gmail.com. You can go to anchor.fm/theplantnook to find other ways to support the show. Feel free to connect. I would love to talk more about Cultivate if you're ever interested. All right, that's it for this week. Hope to share more with you next time. Bye. The music you heard in this podcast is called Hard Fought Victory from Purple Planet Music. And now, a word from our sponsor.